Spring is in the air, and it's the season for growth and new experiences in your career. Explore the country with rewarding travel assignments through Arias Medical Group. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To learn more, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit ariusmedical.com. That's ariusmedical.com.
This is the PT Pintcast. A podcast that talks about physical therapy over beer. Bringing together clinicians, researchers, and forward-thinking PTs in a show that's anything but boring.
Let there be beer!
This is the PT Pintcast with your host, Jimmy McKay.
The best conversations happen at happy hour. Welcome to ours, the next episode of the PT Pintcast. It starts right now. I'm trying to set the stage right now. We've got a lot of women on the dance floor right now. We just had Girls Just Want to Have Fun, a classic from the 80s playing right now.
Do you know what you're in for with the two of us?
I have no idea what I'm in for.
Oh, baby.
40th anniversary of the Section of Women's Health.
Yeah.
And it feels like the hell of a party is all I want to say.
This is how we do it. This is how we party for 40 years.
Well, I want to say congratulations, because doing anything for even a little bit of time, moving a bunch of people to do anything in one direction is not easy, and doing it for 40 years should be commended. So congratulations on you guys
Thank you.
Let's introduce ourselves to the audience. We'll go from right to left.
I'm Jill Boissonnault, and I've been a member of the section since 1980.
Wow, okay.
I've served on the board three different times, along with my friend Rebecca here, Stevenson. We founded the International Organization of Physical Therapists and Women's Health.
In 1999.
And we have both been really active in the section for a really long time.
Well, kudos for you guys. Jill, Rebecca, welcome to the show. So what do people need to know about the Section of Women's Health? And I was talking with Emma Stokes earlier today, and she said a lot of times there are sections in the APTA that are actually larger than the
member countries.
And that all of a sudden makes you think, oh, wow, this is kind of a big deal that we actually get together, communicate, and share ideas on a scale that we do it. So if someone's listening in another country that doesn't have a Section of Women's Health, what should they know about it? Because maybe they'll be inspired to start their own.
Well, Jill is actually the right person to talk to, since she started this, the International Organization of Physical Therapists and Women's Health, of which there are now 27 countries that are members.
Wow. That's kind of a big deal.
There are quite a few countries around the world that don't have organized subgroups in women's health, so they can't officially join the IOPTWH, the international group, because those are the rules of the World Confederation.
Okay.
But IOPTWH has done a wonderful job through the years of encouraging those people to join as what we call friends of the
group. Okay.
Yeah. So there are a lot of therapists around the world who work in countries where they just don't have that kind of subgroup kind of mentality.
Well, they just don't have the numbers yet.
Right.
To do that.
Or their organization, their national organization doesn't have the kind of organization that allows subgroup formation. So the IOPTWH inspires a lot of individual therapists in a lot of countries. But the Section on Women's Health has been a leader internationally. They were a founding member of that international group. They under Rebecca, they've been doing international education. They have an outreach program, the section does. You can talk about that.
I'm chairperson of the International Section of Women's Health Education Committee. So we are offering courses in Japan this year.
Wow.
We're doing back-to-back courses of Pelvic Health 1 and OB Fundamentals, a six-day intensive. We're sending four instructors over to Japan, Tokyo, with the hope of doing the second round next year.
Wow.
My colleague, Darlene Cathcart, and myself are going to the Bahamas in June.
That's a tough gig.
I know. I'm sorry about that.
If you need a podcaster to come with you, I'm just going to throw my name in the
So everybody's having a great time at this gala.
We're overlooking the dance floor of the gala.
It's amazing.
There are a couple of dudes here, though. I like that.
And, you know, there's male members of the section.
Good.
The section, we are called the Section on Women's Health right now, but I'm on the, Rebecca and I are on a task force to look at changing the name. Because there's quite a lot of therapists that treat men as well.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And male pelvic pain and
Tracy Shore was on the show not long ago talking about a testicular patient that she had. And she said, look, if you don't think men have this issue, you're turning a blind eye.
Men have pelvic pain.
Absolutely.
And And so the section is trying to look at how to change the name so that it's more inclusive of all the things that our members do. And so we have male members of the section.
And so, this is a conversation around the world. Many sections have changed their name to incorporate...
What have they done?
Well, like for us, for example, New Zealand is the Continent's Men's and Women's Health Organization.
I'll be honest, from a marketing perspective, that's long.
It is long. The UK group, they changed their name to represent the different systems of the body that they treat.
Okay.
So it's not a, we've been struggling with it for the section for almost 2 years now. It's not an easy thing.
It's not.
It's a lot of folks that want to maintain the women and women's health because it's an advocacy piece, a social justice piece.
Would undercarriage, the section on undercarriage.
No, that's not going to cut
good,
it.
No,
I don't think, Jimmy, that's going to
I was just going to throw it out there.
If you had, you know, pre-prostate problems or you knew you were going to have a prostate operation and you were going to go see a physical therapist to learn your pelvic floor exercises before the surgery, would you care that your physical therapist was a woman's health physical therapist? What would you want?
Would I care? No. Once I figured out that's who I needed to see, I wouldn't care if that's
you don't care about the title.
No, but how would I get there? Because I think a lot of people just never find it. You know,
yeah, that's the problem.
So why not just the word?
Women's health covers a lot of areas.
Yeah.
Pre and post breast surgery.
All right, so not easy to
lymphedema,
cover.
Lymphedema, fibromyalgia, osteoporosis, athletic triads.
A lot of the pregnancy related musculoskeletal dysfunction.
So this is not an easy problem to solve.
It's a very dicey thing to come up with a new name, but we will. And the section has just put out a new mission and vision, and they're going through a process to describe the specialty practice, which is post-professional practice in women's health. What is it? And that'll drive the strategic planning for the section, and it'll have a big impact on how the name is chosen.
I like it. All right, so let's say in theory you had the ear of the profession, and there's some people out there who might be thinking about doing women's health. What would you say to them? How would you bring them over to your side?
One of the things the section has always been known for, and you can see it on the dance floor tonight, is the camaraderie that we all share. Because we have such a niche practice, we need each other, we learn from each other, we lean on each other. It's been a very welcoming place to come, and people who want to get involved can easily get involved. There's a lot of volunteers that happens, and it's just it's a great place. The education has been fabulous. The education opportunities from the sections that the section offers are really wonderful, and it's just an easy place, a comfortable place to start to learn this information.
So that's a good reason to want to come in here. I like that.
Well, you know, you have to think about part of our basis is pelvic floor.
Right.
There's really nothing that you can do with your body that doesn't involve the pelvic floor. So whether that's sports or orthopedics or pediatric, oncology, geriatric, sometimes we say that what we talk about is pee, poop, and sex. But, you know, it works.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much everybody's interested in that. And so we weave that together with all the motor strategies of the body. And I think what's happened now in education is that traditional teachers have seen that they really have to teach about the pelvic floor in terms of orthopedics or spine. You can't just talk about the spine connection without talking about what is the core control and the interrelationship of the abdominal muscles and the pelvic floor.
All right, so every episode that we do, we call it a pint. And before we're done with pints, we do shots.
This is the Parting Shot.
Powered by Optum. Optum offers weekend courses that are Monday morning applicable, utilizing approaches that make sense.
They promote excellence in hands-on treatment, exercise prescription, pain science, and clinical reasoning, offering a COMT,
as well as an APTA-accredited fellowship in orthopedic manual therapy, both online and in-person mentoring, with locations in Houston, Dallas, and Scottsdale, Arizona. Find out more online
at optumfellowship.com.
So if you were to leave the field, the audience right now, with a parting shot of wisdom, what would you want to leave?
The pain and the dysfunction, the incontinence issues, the prolapse or dropping down of organs, none of that is something that they have to live with. And that there's a lot of people, half of them in the room tonight, who are very happy to help and treat those people.
Sure.
And just because it's common doesn't mean it's normal.
Thank you very much. I like that very much.
All
what
right,
do you think? Okay.
And this is a saying from Deepak Chopra.
Oh,
it's really inspired my life, and that it goes something like this: discover your own discontent and be grateful. Without divine discontent, there would be no success.
Wow.
So if you are upset or worried or don't know where your career is going to go, go deep into that, and that's discontent. There's great exploration that can come out of discontent. So that's what I'm about.
We are going deep here on this episode. What do you think? Parting shot of wisdom.
That's a hard act to follow, but I'm going to suggest to you in that depth and in that finding that discontent, knowing that our greatest job is empowering our patients to be all they can be.
You got it.
And if we don't teach them how to do that, if we think that we only put our hands on them and our hands that make them better, we're missing the boat.
Right. Yeah.
We empower them to be the great people that we know they can be.
I like that very much. Ladies, congratulations on 40 fantastic years.
Thank you.
I want to wish you well in 40 more.
Thank you very much.
Thanks very much for being on the show.
Thanks for doing your show.
Take care. Yes.
Perfect.
Take care.
The PT Pintcast is a product of PT Pintcast, LLC.
It is hosted and produced by PT Pintcast CEO Jimmy McKay and CBO Sky Donovan from Marymount University.
We talk PT, drink beer, and record it.
This has been another pour from the PT Pintcast.
The PT Pintcast is intended for educational purposes only. No clinical decision-making should be based solely on one source. While care is taken to ensure accuracy, factual errors can be present. Our lawyers made us read that.
Spring is in the air. It's the season for growth and new experiences in your physical therapy career. Explore the country with healthcare staffing agency, Aureus Medical Group. You'll find rewarding travel and full-time career opportunities nationwide. Know a PT? Make a referral and earn up to $1,000. To speak with a recruiter, call 1-800-340-2619 or visit aureusmedical.com. That's A-U-R-E-U-S medical.com.